fortunately, I was working with Native people on this Circles of Tobacco Wisdom with these elders. So I was given a space to be creative, to explore, to be innovative. And they trusted me. They're like, we trust you, Mel. Like, you know, and so I followed my heart. I followed my heart in the work that I did. And I just operated and functioned in a way that felt good and felt right. So I just stayed true to my intuition. And when I was working with the elders, I would gather the information and I'd go home and summarize it. And I'd go back to them and I'd say, hey, you know, did I get this right? And we'd go over it together. And they said, no, you know, that's not really what we meant. This is what we meant. And they would teach me how to translate their information as a collective. And so then I would make those adjustments and then I'd give them a copy. And the one elder, he had lived in the city since he was younger. He was a relocation individual who had been relocated out to the Twin Cities. He just said, you know, Mel, he said, I have been involved in a lot of initiatives, he said, and you're the first person that has ever given back the results. And I just stood in that moment and it just struck me. It's like, because that's not in alignment with our values, you know.